Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Southern Gothic is a podcast that explores the history behind the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and most chilling ghost stories. But today, we aren't hitting the history books. We're going to go down to the campfire for our annual Halloween tradition of 13 spooky tales over the course of 13 nights. All right, y'all, so I've been spending a good bit of time reading up on Arkansas stories lately because, for some reason, we just never really covered many of them here on Southern Gothic, and I started to feel a little bit guilty. After all, they've got the Ozarks, and if there is anywhere that can give the dark hollers of Appalachia a run for its money, certainly it's them, right? Well, today's campfire story comes from an unincorporated community right up there, located in Boone County, in a town known simply as Self. According to legend, this place is home to a mysterious cave that has rightfully earned itself the nickname, the Devil's Hole. It's said that sometime in the late 19th century, a man discovered a mysterious cave on his land out in Boone County. Well, of course he was intrigued, so he decided to check it out, and one day he dropped a rope down into the hole and began lowering himself into the darkness. Eventually, he reached a ledge about 200 feet below the surface of the ground, but as soon as he came to a rest, he was shocked to hear the sound of a vicious hissing ringing out from the darkness, a terrifying sound that he later described as something you'd expect from a large lizard or a reptile. Obviously, he was scared out of his wits when he heard this, and he got out of that cave as fast as he possibly could. But because of what he experienced down there, his interest and desire to find out what it was that he had heard only grew more and more over time. So the man went into town, and he got some friends to come out and help him investigate. These men decided to first test the depth of the cave by tying a rope around a tire iron and then lowering it down into the hole in the same spot that he had descended before. But the results of this weren't much different than what the gentleman had experienced. As soon as that metal tool got to about 200 feet, that hissing sound began echoing up from the darkness, and it was accompanied by a quick jolt to the rope as if it were being pulled hard by someone or something, like a great white shark on a fishing line. But just as fast as it went taut, the tension released, and when the men pulled that tire iron back up to the surface, they discovered that that rugged metal object had not only been bent and disfigured, but also scratched up in a way that suggested it had either been mutilated by something with sharp claws, or possibly even knife-like teeth. Obviously, they were surprised by these results, but they were unfettered in their resolve. So the men then decided to lower a large rock down into the cave. Again, they experienced a similar result. The rope was pulled tight and a vicious hissing ensued. However, this time, when they pulled the rope back up, the rock was gone. Now y'all know what the next step is, right? Maybe lower one of them down there to see for themselves what's going on? I mean, certainly folks who live out there in the wilderness of the Ozarks have got some type of protection to fight back with a creature, right? Well, apparently they didn't, because none of those men had the courage to try and go down there into the darkness. And as a result, folks are still clueless as to what lives down there in that cave, which has since become known in local lore as the Devil's Hole. Supposedly, this tale dates back to some time around the turn of the 20th century. But honestly, there really aren't very many sources for me to verify the actual existence of this mysterious cave. However, frequently locals claim that they know its true origins. The Devil's Hole is the home of the infamous Arkansas cryptid, the Gowrow, a bizarre creature that has been a part of this state's legends for over a century. Folks first started claiming the presence of the Gowrow in the Bear State after a string of livestock and dogs were found dead, and they were definitely killed by some type of predator. Well, a group of men went to hunt down whatever this vicious creature was who did it, but what they found was a beast like they had never before seen. A 20-foot-long, reptile-like monster with tusks, claws, and a row of horns running down along its back and down its tail, which ended and a blade-like point. Whether or not the Gowrow is in fact what it is that's living down there in the Devil's Hole, we'll likely never know, as no one has seen this beast in over 100 years, or at least seen it and survived. But y'all, it does make me wonder, if that ain't the Gowrow down there, then what is it at the bottom of that Boone County cavern? Southern Gothic is an independent podcast produced by siblings Brianne and Brandon Schecksnyder. And this mini episode was part of our annual Campfire Stories, a series to get you in the spirit for Halloween. We'll be back with an all-new full-length episode on October 31st. So y'all stick around if you dare.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes.